1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM, our new signal in the Manchester area. It is Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive at 124 Store Street in Concord. And our guest on this edition of Kale and Company is the Executive Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, that is Amy Hall. Amy, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's always great to be with you.
And I think, that this is your favorite time of year. The decorations, the music, the holiday delights, and many of those holiday delights are dairy delights.
No, they absolutely are. I have a giant family party planned for Saturday. So there's going to, when I say giant, I mean it's 15 people. And, you know, a lot of the food that people are bringing is very, very much dairy-oriented or contains dairy of some sort, you know, from cookies to dips to main courses and soup. So absolutely. And then, of course, we cannot forget real milk for Santa. That is coming right up around the corner. What are we, 9 days away now? Is it 9 days?
Yes, that's right. This is the 16th as we record this. So, yes, 9 days away.
Unbelievable. Time passes so fast.
I better start shopping.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Christmas is, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're very high consumption holidays for dairy products. So that's a very good thing for our, you know, dairy producers. It's a good thing for everybody's health as well. So it's a happy time of year for both dairy and, of course, me personally, who've had my trees up for what feels like a month now. And I might not be wrong on that. I think they've been up for about a month.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing it online quite some time ago. So, yeah, you always beat everybody to the punch when it comes to decorations. You've always decorated early. So that's always look forward to seeing your decorations.
I have. If I'm going to put that much effort in, I want it to last a while, not just a handful of weeks.
Absolutely. Well, I was browsing the internet this morning and looked at the Hatchland Farm Facebook page and the delights and the holiday treats that they have on their Facebook page is absolutely amazing.
They are an amazing farm, and you know, I often don't give them the shout outs that they deserve. If, you know, if folks see us, Granite State Dairy Promotion, at an event, at the end of a finish line, or an open barn, Hatchland Farm up in North Haverhill, New Hampshire, of course, they're 100% made New Hampshire milk right on their farm. They bottle and process it there. They have been so kind and dedicated to Granite State Dairy Promotion that a lot of people don't know that that's the milk we are handing out at these events, and they actually run an entirely separate special line with special bottles just for Granite State Dairy Promotion and the events that we do.
Wow.
So we want to just give them a huge shout out. You know, we talk about, you know, various farms across the state, and they're not much for self-promotion, if that makes sense. So we all know somebody like that or a business like that, and they certainly deserve the shout out, and people certainly deserve to know and often want to know, where is this delicious chocolate milk from? And their tagline is wicked good chocolate milk.
Yeah.
You know, it's a New England thing if you're not in New England. And they are wonderful people from, you know, Howard and Chris and Dave and Preston, the entire crew up there. And what's funny, Ken, is when I place a milk order, okay, now keep in mind, Dave goes from North Haverhill, New Hampshire, all the way down into Northern Rhode Island to do milk deliveries. Their products are actually south of us as well, and they're a code 33. Check your jug.
Hatchland
Farm is a code 33. And it's the funniest thing because, you know, I'll order tops, you know, 10 crates of milk, and he has an 18-wheeler. And it is the funniest thing because I meet him at McDonald's in Tilton, New Hampshire to do the pickup and the exchange. And to see this giant 18-wheeler pull in to give me anywhere from 4 to 12 crates of milk We always get a good laugh out of it. But, you know, for example, the Snow or Go series that is coming up, where we've partnered with Northeast Delta Dental and our amazing team at Prospect Acres Obstacle Course. Of course, we're going to have chocolate milk, and Hatchland Farm is going to go ahead and process that, run that special line, put it in special bottles just for us and just for the participants of this series.
Wow. And that is truly amazing. And we know that they have been, you know, great partners with you over the years. And, you know, I was, you know, just blown away by the beautiful holiday baskets that they had on their Facebook page that I was looking at. They have them all made up, or you have the option of designing your own holiday basket. And it's amazing, and it's not the other end of the world. I mean, it's probably a 90-minute drive from Concord to North Haverhill, but well worth the drive, I would have to say, Amy.
It is, and the store that they just built is brand new, believe it or not. They just moved into that store, and it is an absolutely beautiful facility full of New Hampshire-made items, full of local products. Of course, you know, Hatchland Farm, they're also on our ice cream trail, and they serve some of the best soft-serve ice cream around with milk from their very own farm. That I mentioned, Dave, the driver who comes up, he actually makes the ice cream when he has left his house at 2 a.m. to deliver the milk. When he gets home, he's, you know, making that delicious ice cream that people make a special trip for. And now they have this beautiful store up there. And I do encourage people, they're right up in North Haverhill, New Hampshire. It's a drive, but it's a beautiful drive. And it is definitely worth it to support a local dairy farm. And again, a dairy farm that is not much for their own self-promotion. So that's what I'm here for, is, you know, to give the shout outs that some of our farms deserve. And Hatchland Farm is most certainly one of them.
So hats off to Hatchland Farm in North Haverhill, New Hampshire. Of course, eggnog is always popular around the holidays. And I know that the Hatchland eggnog is second to none.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, December, you mentioned eggnog is actually National Eggnog Month. So I hope that everybody is out in the stores looking for eggnog, whether it be, I know that Kentucky Creamery also has their eggnog out right now. Hood has their eggnog out. Hatchland Farm. You name it. Tis the season for eggnog. And Ken, I know how much you love rum raisin ice cream.
Yes,
so
I
can only suspect that you're going to be adding a little bit of rum to your eggnog as well.
As good as the eggnog is that comes from New Hampshire, occasionally, Amy, not all the time, but occasionally I might add some rum to it. It only enhances it, but not, even straight, it's terrific. It's great stuff, even straight. And Hatchland is terrific, and you know, the other dairy farmers that make eggnog, and there are many I know in the Granite State. It's terrific, and I have had Hatchland on a number of occasions, and it is just amazing, all by itself.
Yeah. Good stuff. And if you haven't had the opportunity to have Hatchland chocolate milk again, I just want to remind people that the Snow or No We Go series is coming right up, and we are going to have Hatchland milk at the February 12th event, which is going to be at Prospect Acres Obstacle Course in Franklin. And we will also have it at the series finale, which is March 5th at the Prospect Acres Obstacle Course facility. So we're getting close to selling out here, folks. So if you are interested in participating in just one of these several races, or if you want to enter as a team, or if you want to participate in the entire series, it all kicks off on January 15th at Canterbury Shaker Village. And it runs all the way through to March, various dates and various weekends. The entire series is 6 races, and Northeast Delta Dental has just been wonderful to work with, as has Canterbury Shaker Village, and of course, my team, our team, Prospect Acres Obstacle Course. It's funny, Ken, just before I called you this morning, I was actually working on and designing the mile markers for the races up at Prospect Acres. So that when people are out there huffing and puffing and you're wondering, how many more miles do I have to go? There'll be signs out there telling you.
And, of course, we've talked a couple of times on this program. Thanks to you, to the general, Stephen Nelson, who, is the driving force behind Prospect Acres. And he had the chance to talk about the Snow or No We Go series. And I know he's very excited about it. And as you mentioned, it is filling up. I think there is a 75 participant limit, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, some races are more full than others for the individuals who want to participate in just one or two races. I do know for sure that if you're interested in the Prospect Acres obstacle course runs, you want to go ahead and get on the February 12th event and the March 5th event, because those are close to selling out. I just spoke with the general this morning, and I want to say there's only 17 spots left in those races. So, folks, jump on it. It really is a great reason. We get sort of sad. We get, you know, a little bound up in our homes all winter. To get out and just experience a fun New Hampshire day, this is not something that you have to necessarily train for or push yourself to run or hit a specific time. Of course, there's first, second, and third place classes for spikes, for snowshoes, for teams and individuals. But if you just want to come out, Ken, and go for a walk, you know, a brisk walk, this is designed to suit all ability levels, all ages, all walks of life. So whether you want to come out and sprint all 4 miles, or if you just want to come out and, you know, take a leisurely stroll and only do 2 miles, we most certainly welcome everybody with open arms to just come out and be active, be healthy, enjoy the fresh air, and be surrounded by amazing people, amazing sponsors, and amazing company.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And again, it's for people of all abilities. And it would be fun, wouldn't it, though, to get out there and be able to run or walk the course in snowshoes. We hope the conditions are great for that, because that would be a lot of fun with the snowshoes on, rather than just, you know, sneakers, because we want to see some snow.
No, we absolutely do. But that's the beauty of the title. Snow or No We Go. It doesn't matter, whatever's on the ground, be it mud, be it dirt, be it snow, one cannot predict a New Hampshire winter, especially once we get into the finale event, which is March 5th. I mean, that's up in the air. Are you going to be wearing rain boots and galoshes? Who knows? It's a little bit of mud season at that point, but definitely can. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we have a good base of snow. And, you know, people can come out and enjoy those snowshoes. And if we don't, come on out with your sneakers or your spikes and enjoy the day.
Oh, absolutely so. It's a great series. And this is just the second year, correct?
Yes, yep. It is. Yep. And this is the first year that Prospect Acres Obstacle Course has signed up to actually host 2 of the event races. So we are all definitely very, very excited. You know, on our conference calls that we have with Canterbury Shaker Village and, of course, Northeast Delta Dental and Prospect Acres and myself, of course, what tremendous teamwork and the effort that goes into putting together a series of this capacity behind the scenes. You know, it's a little bit of work, from signs to medals and trophies and special gifts for participants. It's a lot of fun, and I cannot be more thankful to all of the partners who have stepped up to be involved in this amazingly wonderful series. And we're certainly hopeful that it continues to grow. And, you know, with the rate that we're selling tickets, I really do encourage people to get online now. It's on Run Reg, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Granite State Dairy Promotion. I believe it was November 18th, so you'll have to scroll down our page a little bit for some details. But we do anticipate and certainly hope for growth year after year.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a great event, and it all begins just after the first of the year on January 15th, the first event at Canterbury Shaker Village. Amy Hall is with us, the Executive Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, one of our great sponsors here on Kale & Company at WKXL. Another topic we need to touch on during the holiday season and beyond, really, are the food banks in New Hampshire. We hear more about them at this time of the year, the holiday season, but they get more attention at this time of the year and hopefully more contributions at this time of the year because they need it all year long.
Absolutely, Ken. You know, this is the season of giving. We need to keep that in our hearts and our minds all year long. Since we are in the midst of, you know, the highest giving season when it comes to food banks, I just want to remind people, and these are sort of, you know, some shocking statistics, even for me in my research, is that 95% of food banks say that they don't receive enough real milk to meet client demand. So healthy, wholesome, nutritious foods are something that every family and child out there who are, you know, food insecure absolutely deserve. And on average, food banks only receive the equivalent of less than 1 gallon of milk per person per year. So
wow.
We would like to encourage people, you know, to keep in mind that milk is vital nutrition, especially for children who are not meeting their vitamin D or calcium needs with only the milk that they are receiving in schools. They need to have that nutrition at home as well. So again, just remember that 95% is a huge number of clients at food banks that are saying, hey, we would really love some milk. And they just can't seem to get their hands on it because people, and, you know, it's nobody's fault. You're conditioned to always hear non-perishable, right? So that's what you think. An example is, you know, macaroni and cheese, boxed macaroni and cheese. Well, I mean, you need milk and butter to make that. So if that is one of the non-perishables that you're giving to a local food bank, I do encourage you that prior to giving items like that, that you call and say, hey, do you have refrigeration space for me to bring along milk to donate with this? Some of your smaller food banks at churches or Salvation Armies, if you will, may not have refrigeration to the capacity that they need to store milk, but they're getting there. So people, please, I encourage you, milk is inexpensive. It is the most inexpensive source of wholesome nutrition naturally by Mother Nature, and it is so, so needed by the food insecure right here, not only in New Hampshire, but across the nation. So number one, call first, make sure they can take milk. Number two, if you just wanted to call the New Hampshire Food Bank, you can give a cash donation and tell them you want that cash donation earmarked for real milk specifically. So there's all sorts of opportunities to be able to provide what these clients want and what they need. So I'm just here to encourage people to, no pun intended, think outside that macaroni and cheese box and understand that in order to make that, you need other ingredients. And the same goes for cereal. You know, you need milk for cereal. You know, some pancake mixes, you need milk and butter for that. Yogurt, that's also in high demand. So, you know, just folks, keep that in mind. Give your local food banks a call and say, hey, you know, are these the items you need? And if so, do you have the refrigeration to store it? And they might say yes, they might say no. But like I said, food banks are getting there slowly but surely with refrigeration units to store these very important perishable goods.
Amy Hall is with us. She is the Executive Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion. We have to take a quick break here on 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. Kale & Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive, located at 124 Store Street in Concord. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. Welcome back. It's Kale & Company. Our guest today is Amy Hall, the Executive Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, and we've been talking about a number of things so far. The Snow or No We Go race series, which will be getting underway just after the first of the year, January 15th, to be specific. We've also been talking about the importance of food banks. And, you know, obviously we do hear about them more from, you know, the time around Thanksgiving through Christmas. And then, you know, for 10 or 11 months, you don't hear anything at all. But they are operating, some of them, you know, around the clock. Some of them, you know, have specific hours where you can access their goods and services. But no matter what, all of them are very, very important to the state and the well-being of the citizens of the state of New Hampshire. And they should be talked about more at other times of the year, but it just, Amy, it doesn't seem to happen that way.
No, it certainly doesn't. And another, you know, period of time where it's really important is, you know, over school breaks.
Yeah.
So Christmas break is coming up for kids. Then you have, typically in February, there's a winter break. Then you have your spring break, and then comes summer. And a lot of children, the only place that they can access milk and that wholesome nutrition that it provides is right there in the school system. So to your point, Ken, you know, this is a year-round need, and specifically when children are not in school, they still need to meet, you know, all of the food requirements that keep them happy and wholesome and thriving.
No, it's an excellent point, and, you know, especially not only during the, you know, the breaks for, you know, Christmas or February vacation or April vacation, but summer vacation as well, when they may not have access to milk. You know, as you pointed out, some of the access is only when they go to school. So, I mean, it's very important. So if you can, donate milk to your local food pantry, and there are many out there. You just, you know, really have to Google New Hampshire food pantries. I mean, we always think about the New Hampshire Food Bank in Manchester, which does such a great job, and they really serve the entire state. But there are so many other food pantries as well, many of them located in churches. And I know the Salvation Army even has a food pantry. So they're located, I know, on Clinton Street in Concord. So there are many of them, you know, a surprising amount. But some people just don't really know how to access any of them, Amy. So that's an issue as well.
No, you're absolutely right. It's the limited hours. It's the, you know, lack of sort of awareness and knowledge about when they are open and where they are located. Most of, you know, these smaller food banks are run by volunteers.
Yep.
So just the fact that they are donating that limited time that they do have is of such vital importance. And we sure do appreciate them. And all the work that they put into, you know, the feeding those who need it the most.
And I know the Friendly Kitchen in Concord does a great job, too. I know they provide meals through the week, Monday through Friday. I think their hours are 10 to 4, and they've been a part of the community. But they certainly need your support as well. So, you know, think about it. You know, it doesn't take very much to supply some milk to these food pantries, and you'll feel good. You'll feel better about the holidays if you do that. And you know, and think about donating on a regular basis throughout the year, because they don't only need it during holiday periods. They need it every day of the year. So you know, the need does not go away when the holidays are over. That's for sure. In fact, it's only beginning. It's only beginning at that point. And I know, Amy, the Granite State Dairy Promotion has a great affiliation with the New Hampshire Interscholastic Athletic Association, the NHIAA.
We sure do, and that's another partnership that we are extremely proud of, working with coaches and athletic directors and, of course, directly with the Life of an Athlete program. Life of an Athlete, of course, is this amazing curriculum for athletes that teaches them, you know, about health and fitness and what helps them perform better, whether it be in the rink, on the field, you know, in the bowling alley, out fishing. You know, we're really expanding now these athletic opportunities for kids. And, you know, one of the things that Life of an Athlete does heavily promote is low-fat chocolate milk as a sports recovery beverage for kids when they get off the field. And, you know, we are so pleased that coaches and athletic directors have really embraced this message, and students as well. I mean, you know, what kid, and I can't call them all kids because some of them are 17 or 18,
sure.
Absolutely love chocolate milk when they get off the field. It's a rewarding treat. And then, of course, in addition to that, you know, there's 20-plus studies that support the benefits of recovering with chocolate milk. It's full of high-quality, natural protein. And how you refuel after strenuous exercise really can, as studies show, make a difference in how well you perform during your next workout. It increases your muscle recovery. It increases recovery time. It increases the amount of weight you can lift. It helps you with the time when you run your next race. It really is a miracle after workout beverage. And that's one of the reasons, one of the many, we are so happy to be the official beverage of New Hampshire High School Athletics right here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Amy, we're still looking for that coach that wants to be dunked by chocolate milk when their team wins a championship. So, you know, we're still in pursuit of a head coach. It could be from any of the sports supported by Granite State Dairy Promotion. So, you know, let us know if you know a coach or want to nominate a coach that would like to be dunked the moment that their team wins a championship, dunked with chocolate milk, not Gatorade, but chocolate milk. And we're still looking for that person.
That would be excellent. We welcome you with open arms and open barns. If you would like to have that chocolate milk dumped all over you, you know, here's the thing. Gatorade or water, that's typically what we see, right? But coaches need to know, and as they should know, milk, it actually restores your fluid balance better than commercial sports drinks. So not only will you get milk dumped all over you, you will be better hydrated than you would have been had it been water or Gatorade.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. So we're looking for that person. So let us know if you have any ideas. Contact us here at the radio station, or contact Amy at Granite State Dairy Promotion. How do people get in touch with you, Amy?
Well, they can check out our website, nhdairypromo.org, and there's a contact us form right there. You can message us on Facebook, Granite State Dairy Promotion. You can also message us on Instagram. We're at NHDairy. And one of the things that we are finding, and I'm sure a lot of organizations, businesses, and individuals are finding, is that in this day and age, social media really is the most effective and efficient way to reach a business if you have a question. Of course, I check my emails frequently, but more people, you know, they aren't necessarily going directly to a website unless they're shopping for, you know, some sort of item for a purchase. A lot of educational organizations, nonprofits specifically, what we're seeing is an uptake in folks looking for information on our social media pages. So we're trying actually to build those numbers on both Instagram and Facebook. And we encourage people to come on over there. If you have a question, put it in the comments. It's a great way to educate not only yourself, but everybody else who may be following that thread. And it always my pleasure to be there to answer those questions as long as I'm not out in the road or crazy busy in the office. But that most certainly, those are the three ways that you can contact and get in touch with me. Or you just call Ken Kale. He knows. You have all my contact information, both business and personal.
you contact me and I will make sure that Amy gets the information. I will make certain of that. So just contact me, or you can go on my Facebook page and or Twitter at Kale & Company. So you can reach me that way very easily. And I saw on your Facebook page, Granite State Dairy Promotion Facebook page, that a person would need to eat about 10 cups of raw spinach to equal the amount of calcium in one cup of 1% milk. That's an amazing statistic.
No, it really is. And that's just the calcium, Ken.
Just the calcium. That's right.
That's just the calcium. Those, it's, you know, 10 cups of spinach doesn't meet the protein. It doesn't meet the carbohydrates or the niacin or the vitamin D or the vitamin Bs that are all naturally contained within milk. And yeah, 16 cups of spinach. Now, that's a lot of spinach. And to put this into an even larger perspective is that, food guidelines recommend that people have 3 8-ounce servings of dairy a day. You know, so 5 slices of cheese, 1 8-ounce glass of milk, or a little bit of butter at night. It's really not a lot. I'm not here encouraging people, you know, to guzzle gallons of milk a day. Although if you want to do that, I will not judge you. Go out, be you. But when you base that on three servings a day, what that ends up is that you would actually need 30 cups of spinach.
Wow.
To equal what you would need to meet in terms of calcium requirements in a day. So I don't know about you. I love spinach.
I do. And it's very healthy, too. We're not trying to say spinach is not healthy, but just bear those statistics in mind, folks.
Exactly.
About just how healthy and good for your body milk is when you compare it to another healthy food like spinach.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Of course, you know, plants and animal products, they certainly need each other. And if you are more on, you know, a plant-based level of thought, we certainly, you know, we encourage that, but we also encourage you to, you know, look at integrating things and making sure that plant and animal products continue to be friends to one another. One of the things that my own brother does is he makes a breakfast smoothie that contains milk, yogurt, and spinach. I haven't tried that, but they most certainly do make great pairings. The other thing, too, here is the affordability of it all, Ken. There have been studies that show once you switch outside of milk, which, again, I can't say it enough, provides 13 of the essential vitamins and nutrients you need in a day. And you start to try to replace that because you have people out there telling you that dairy is bad for you. Don't get me going on those people. You actually end up increasing your grocery bill by a substantial amount. And not only increasing that amount that you're spending, you're having to increase the amount of food that you consume. And at the end of the day, you end up really short on most of the nutrients that you would need, regardless of how much food you're purchasing to try to replace the nutrients in milk. I mean, 2 full bananas to meet just the potassium alone in 1 8-ounce glass of milk. So it really is mind-boggling. And Mother Nature, she never gets it wrong, Ken. She always has it right. And we should most certainly be following, you know, the natural way of living, a healthy way of living. You know, one of the indicators of how highly processed a food is the number of ingredients on that ingredient label. And milk, real milk, only has 3, cow's milk, vitamin D, and sometimes, rarely, vitamin A is added, but that's it. You know, it's just a naturally amazing beverage, and there is no other beverage on the face of the entire planet that naturally provides all of those essential vitamins and nutrients. So keep that in mind, folks, too. Keep your wallet in mind. Keep in mind the amount of food that you would actually have to sit down and eat. It is probably more than your stomach could handle. Or you could just have 1 8-ounce glass of milk and get it all done.
Amy Hall is with us. And Amy, one more quick break. So just stay with us for a few more minutes, if you would, please. And you're listening to Kale & Company on 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. We're presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive, conveniently located at 124 Store Street in Concord. Welcome back, 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. Kale & Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. Amy Hall is with us, the executive director of Granite State Dairy Promotion. And I tell you what, I'm in supermarkets a lot, and you know, I see the ever-increasing price of products. But milk seems to have avoided that inflation for some reason. I have not seen milk prices really go up. If they've gone up at all, it's a very minuscule amount.
Well, and you know, that's thanks to cooperatives, our processing plants, of course, you know, the USDA, all recognizing the need for people to have milk in their diets and keeping the affordability of those options available. Now, will you see it affect milk in the grocery store? You may, but you won't see it to the capacity you've seen it in any other area or any other aisle of the grocery store shelves. I mean, when you think about it, you know, milk is, you know, considered, you know, just going back to the economics of it all here, Ken, and I'm glad you mentioned inflation and not seeing so much of that in the dairy aisle, is that, you know, milk is considered a complete protein. Now, keep in mind inflation. You know, we'll use meat as an example. We're seeing the prices of meat, you know, skyrocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, milk is a complete protein. And what I mean when I say it's a complete protein, it means it contains all 9 of the essential amino acids necessary for your body to function at an optimal level. So it hits and it checks every single box that a natural protein should. So if you are out there and, you know, you're finding, you know, my grocery bill continues to go up, you know, how do I make sure I'm getting the nutrition and the nutrients I need at an affordable price? I would most certainly turn people a little bit more toward the dairy aisle with cheeses, milk, yogurt, kefir. Kefir is almost like a liquid, high-cultured type of yogurt. People are starting to put that in their smoothies. I do highly recommend that. That is protein power pack. So, you know, I would encourage you, look a little bit more into the dairy aisle than you typically would if you're finding that your grocery bill is becoming or reaching a point where, you know, you might be struggling just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And also along those same lines, I mean, eggs have not gone up substantially either. So, you know, we have to, you know, give some credit there as well. Are there price controls on milk at all, Amy?
It depends on the state you're in,
yeah.
Ken, and it depends on federal milk marketing orders, which even the most brightest of economists have a hard time figuring out. But again, here in New Hampshire, you know, we don't have massive price controls, but of course, we do have to keep an eye on where the prices of milk go. And that is all controlled by the government. It is all government controlled and again, based state to state on what those regulations may look like.
Very good. Well, Amy, it's great to have an opportunity to chat with you and you know, find out about not only the nutrients of milk, but the importance that Granite State Dairy Promotion provides here in the state of New Hampshire, because, you know, it's a partnership. I know you're in partnership with many different you know, corporations, businesses, community organizations, and that's really what it's all about.
No, it absolutely is, and it's about our dairy producers and the locality of the food that we eat, and the vital importance of that, Ken. And, we're just going to go ahead. I don't know how much time we have left, but you know me. I could talk for hours all day until someone tells me, look, let's put a zipper on it, Amy, is the Check Your Jugs campaign, which is really encouraging people to look for that code 33 up near the expiration date on your milk jug. That ensures that your milk was produced right here in New Hampshire and processed and sourced from a local farm near you. And that is also kind of getting back to inflation. The more local your food is, the less you will see inflated prices. So I just want to encourage people to remember to look for that code 33 and understand that twofold, you're preserving our lands, you're helping tourism, you're preventing massive developments on those beautiful open fields that you see. And you are very much helping dairy producers stay in business for a little bit longer. And we've discussed it here, Ken, on the show numerous times. It is not an easy job. It is not a 9-to-5 job. And it most certainly does not pay well.
No, that is for sure. And again, we can't emphasize enough to check those milk jugs. 33 is the number. I always think of Larry Bird. When I check, I always think of Larry Bird, number 33. But if it's 33-08, is that correct, Amy? That means you can pretty much guarantee that's from the Hood plant on North State Street in Concord?
You can 100% guarantee it.
Okay.
So, yes, when folks look, there's a 4-digit code, and it's typically under the expiration date. Now, some brands, Ken, will have it on the actual label, not up by the expiration date, but not too many. Not too many have that. But those first 2 digits are the state code. So 33 is your state code, and then there'll be a dash followed by 2 other numbers. And those numbers indicate what specific plant that milk was bottled and processed. So 33-08, that means it came right out of the Hood plant in Concord, New Hampshire. And most of the milk that reaches the Hood plant comes from New Hampshire, from no more than, anywhere from just 5 miles away from Highway View Farm or Sloping Acres or Morrill Farm Dairy, 5 to 10 miles. Or it could come from Grafton County, which isn't, much more than 45 or 50 miles.
Yeah.
And that will reach your grocery store shelves, folks, within 2 days. So it's fresh, it's local, and you can definitely feel good that, yes, when you are in the grocery aisle, you can support every single dairy farm here in New Hampshire by looking for code 33, not just one singular farm, which I also encourage 100%. Your Kentucky Creameries, your McNamara's, your Hatchland, which is what we discussed earlier. If you would like to do that, please, by all means, continue to do that. But I just want to eliminate the notion that that is the only way that you can support dairy here in New Hampshire. Code 33 is a way that you can support everybody.
Amy, well said, as always, and thanks for spending time with us today on Kale & Company, and I wish you and your family the very merriest of Christmases.
Thank you, Ken. You as well. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Take care. Bye-bye. Amy Hall, Executive Director, Granite State Dairy Promotion, one of our great sponsors here on Kale & Company, along with Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. We'll take a quick break and be back to wrap things up here on WKXL. Welcome back. We're heading down the home stretch of this edition of Kale & Company, coming to you on 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com, and all the great programming from WKXL around the clock on nhtalkradio.com.